Sean, just tell us a little bit about the Safe and Vintage Natural Culture Club.
So it's a club that was formed in 1990, so we've been going a few years now, and the idea of the club is to promote vintage agriculture as it was. So obviously we're sat in and amongst a bunch of tractors at the moment, but it covers everything from steam, stationary engines, anything that would have been considered agricultural. And throughout the year, we attend events such as Edenbridge and Oxted. We arrange our own, so we'll have ploughing matches, we'll have a stationary engine day as well. And so we like to get involved as much in the local shows. This is one of our flagship events that we do along with the Heathfield Show and the South of England Show. We'll attend a lot of vintage rallies also amongst the Surrey, Sussex, Kent area. So yeah, we're about 200 strong.
There's a lot of history, isn't there, involved in agriculture? Because, I mean, we go way back from just simple digging a furrow by hand to having a horse-drawn plough, and then development then of the steam locomotive and being able to plough between two stationary engines at the end of it. Then mobile engines came along, and again, it became a lot easier with developments of different things, and particularly the winching systems. And then the tractor, and then all the implements went on with the power takeoffs put on the back and raising and lowering. It made things so much easier.
Very much so. And I mean, what you'll see here as well is the development. Ultimately, the tractor specifically had one purpose in mind, which was to make the lives of farmers much easier. You know, previously, as you said, there would have been horses, steam would have been used, and obviously that was used to mechanise the farming on a particular small holding or larger farms, but they were big and they were cumbersome and they took hours to get into operation. So the tractor really sort of came along really as a development almost of the car, and it evolved, and sort of pre-Second World War they were quite big, heavy tractors and they would pull implements. And then Harry Ferguson came along and revolutionised tractors, because he developed the three-point linkage, which allowed the tractors to be much smaller, but they would lift implements out of the ground, and so you could actually go right to the edge of fields and maximise the amount of crops that you were planting. And really, it's developed from there. Essentially, you look at anything from the Grey Fergie right up to a modern-day tractor, it's the same principle, but just on a larger scale.
I mean, you've got to look at the development over the years, from somebody ploughing a field and keeping that furrow absolutely straight by eye to today's modern tractors, where they just program a satellite navigational system and the tractor drives itself.
Absolutely. And that's, this is like modern day cars, you know, electric cars, all that sort of thing. But yeah, a tractor will run off of GPS, and they will absolutely maximise every inch of that land, not only from a crop production point of view, but also if you've got an implement on the back that is putting in fertiliser or seed, it minimises the overlap so that you are not going over the same ground more than once. So the technology is just, hugely leapt forward in that time. But as a consequence, when things break, as inevitably they do, it's a lot more costly, it's a lot more technical. If we as enthusiasts will maintain these tractors because they're very simple. You get into the computer age and you need to plug in a laptop, and that's a whole different ball game. So yeah, it's interesting to see how the development go forward. Obviously the tractors these days are not only computer controlled, to some extent computer guided, but also they're hugely heavy. You know, talking 12, 15 tonnes, where a lot of these will probably weigh somewhere between 1 and 2 tonnes.
And there's still tractors and toolage that is still designed purposely for specific types of farming. We've mentioned small holdings already, it's just something slightly smaller, but then there's the vine tractors and the ones that have different spacings, they go up and down the lines.
Absolutely, yes. There's particularly in Kent, they developed the narrow tractor for vineyards. Which essentially is exactly the same power and spec as a standard size one, but they narrowed the track, and a lot of the controls, rather than sort of being between your legs and the rear wing, they come in between your knees. So they're a little bit more uncomfortable to drive, but ultimately they still serve the same purpose. So yeah, there's again, you know, that sort of revolutionary period of the coming out of the Second World War into the late 40s, into the 50s, the tractor development was at a phenomenal scale to solve a lot of these problems and give the farmer what they wanted in order to get the job done as efficiently as possible.
Now, how can people join the Southeastern Vintage Agricultural Club? Do you need to have your own tractor, or can you just be there to help with sort of preservations and manning these shows?
So we're open to everyone. You don't have to own anything to be part of the club. We have our website, cvac.co.uk. People can go online, and we've got membership forms. It's £25 for an adult for a year, and we put out a newsletter every month, and as I say, we organise events. We are looking for anyone from the sort of the amateur enthusiast. A lot of people are from working farms, and they sort of do this as an extension of their day jobs. Other people like me, I've not worked in agriculture all my life, but I love tractors, and it's a nice welcome break from what I do. So yes, we're looking for anyone that can, you know, bring tractors along, or even just help at shows like this, because there's always admin to do. There's always, like tonight, we'll be having a barbecue, so there's always food to prepare and cook and what have you. So we're looking for anyone that would like to join the club and share a passion in vintage agriculture.
Sean Tomsett from the Southeastern Vintage Agricultural Club, thank you very much for speaking to us at Susie Radio.
No problem, thank you very much.